The Holy Gospel according to John, the first chapter. John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him and declared, "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks ahead of me, because he was before me. I myself did not know him, but I came baptizing with water for this reason, that he might be revealed to Israel.' And John testified, 'I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water said to me, "He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit." And I myself have seen and have testified that this is the chosen one." The next day, John again was standing with two of his disciples as he watched Jesus walk by. He exclaimed, "Look, here is the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. When Jesus turned and saw them following, he said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he was staying, and they remained with him that day. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. One of the two who heard Jesus speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated anointed. He brought Simon to Jesus, who looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You are to be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Grace, mercy, and peace be with you all from God our Creator and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. This is, as Pastor Westermeyer mentioned, Confirmation Week at St. Philip the Deacon. Last week, we prayed a blessing over our confirmands at all four worship services because the whole congregation is part of this great event. Earlier this week, we had a very special celebration of passage event for our confirmands, and then yesterday, 33 of our young people celebrated their confirmation. It's a special week for a lot of people, including the confirmands, their families, godparents, those who have taught their confirmation classes, and before that, their Sunday school classes, our youth staff, a group of very good-natured volunteers, and all of us pastors. In fact, it takes the whole community of faith, all of us pointing to God, each in our own ways, to shepherd our young people to this point. Perhaps this is a day when God is also on the edge of God's seat. Let's remember in baptism, God said to our confirmands and to each of us, "Yes. Yes, you are my beloved child. Yes, you are a crucial part of my family forever. Yes, I love you and forgive you." God said yes to us. Confirmation is officially called affirmation of baptism. In the confirmation rite, our young people are once again drenched in the promises of their baptism, and then, to the best of their abilities, at their tender age, they in essence, and this is where I think God is seated, is at the edge of God's seat, they say that yes back to God. "Yes, I love you too, Lord. Yes, I want to be part of your family. Yes, I want to follow you." And from cradle to grave, We are all on this journey of faith together. We are all trying to say yes to God, in all of our flawed human ways, to be sure. The journey is not all smooth sailing. Sometimes we have doubts. We often make mistakes. Certainly we struggle. But we are in it together, and God meets us where we are. Our confirmands made a very important step, an important yes, on that journey this weekend. In our gospel reading today, we have the account of someone whose yes to God has echoed down the ages, John the Baptist. The Gospels tell us John's story, and he gets quite a lot of press, actually. He was born to Elizabeth and Zechariah, who was a priest, in their old age, and he was named John at the command of the angel. Mary, when pregnant with Jesus, went to visit her relative Elizabeth, who was pregnant with John. And as Mary got close to her, Elizabeth said the baby in her womb leaped for joy, confirming that Mary's baby was the Messiah. John became a prophet, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sin. We are told he was a man sent from God who came to as a witness to testify to the light so that all might believe. He lived in the wilderness, ate simply, dressed simply. In his asceticism, his extreme simplicity of lifestyle, he was ready to hear the word of God and proclaim it. Instead of investing in his own comfort, he was poised to hear and see and obey God. John the Baptist would be martyred by King Herod because he spoke the truth about the king's immorality instead of being silent. John the Baptist understood who he was and who he was not. Many, many people had come to the wilderness to hear him preach and be baptized by him. So there was interest in him, and there was some confusion about who he was. Priests and Levites from Jerusalem came to ask him, "Who are you? Are you the Messiah? Are you Elijah?" John made it clear that he was not. He defined himself as the voice of one crying in the wilderness, "Make straight the ways of the Lord." He said he was one who came baptizing with water so that the Messiah could be revealed to Israel. Instructed by God, John saw the Holy Spirit descend and remain on Jesus, and then he knew that his younger cousin was the chosen one of God. His entire focus, his purpose, his reason for being from the womb was simply this: to point to Jesus. That is why in sculpture and paintings, he's often shown with arm outstretched and pointing. When he watched Jesus walk by in today's reading, he said, and I hear these words weighted down with centuries of waiting, longing, wonder, and expectation. He said, "Look, here is the Lamb of God." Now, John had his own disciples, including Andrew, and John must have been clear with them all along about who he was and who he was not. And so, when Andrew and another disciple heard him say about Jesus, "Look, here is the Lamb of God," they left John and they followed Jesus. Jesus turned toward the two who were following him. As John saw his disciples engaged in conversation with the Lamb of God, I'm pretty sure John considered that to be his finest moment. He was not interested in his own fame. Not jealous, not territorial, not possessive of even his own disciples. His whole purpose was to point people to Christ, and he did that every time. Now, after spending some time with Jesus, Andrew went straight to his brother Simon, saying to him, "We have found the Messiah." Andrew brought Simon to Jesus. Jesus looked at Simon and knew him, and saw in him someone who would become a solid rock for his church. Like John the Baptist, Andrew pointed people to the Christ who would know them and love them. Ever since, faithful people have pointed others to Christ, from John the Baptist to Andrew to Simon Peter, and on through every single generation, to whoever pointed our young people to confirming their faith this weekend. This is a good weekend to think about those who have done that for us and to give thanks for them. Some are ones who personally knew you, cared for you, prayed for you, taught you. Others may be examples from history whose life and witness inspired you to faithful living. I'm thinking of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. this weekend, whose faith and courage and sense of justice in the civil rights movement have pointed so many to the Jesus Christ he loved and served. Here are three quotes from him I'm pondering during this time of turmoil in our own city. Dr. King said, "Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that." And, "As you press on for justice, be sure to move with dignity and discipline, using only the weapon of love." And, "I decided to stick with love. Hate is too great a burden to bear." It is a blessing to be part of this community of faith in this moment in history, doing our best to discern God's will for us in these turbulent times and asking, what does love look like in this moment? May we point to Christ and say yes to God in all we say and do. In the name of Jesus, amen.